And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local on Plainfield Avenue on the northeast, like I said, be the northwest side of Grand Rapids. We are at K&M Northfield Dodge, 4100 Plainfield Avenue Northeast. We are on the Plainfield Motor Mile. There's a Hot Rod Classic going on here. And I tell you what, I've never seen so many Mopars in my life. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Grillin' Guys. It is the Mopar Muscle Classic at K&M Dodge. We're on Plainfield's Motor Mile, and we're going to have a great time today, Jop. There's so much going on here. I'm totally in love with this Mopar brand, for one thing. The folks at K&M are, like, super good grilling guys because this whole company is infested with grill mania. We've got great stuff today. They have commissioned me to smoke them a bunch of butts, so I came down here last night and threw a bunch of butts on the good one, my big rodeo, and they're going to be so good, and I'm gonna try and con you into throwing a bunch of brats on there and doing that thing.
And I got a little brat recipe. Chaz and I were just talking it over during the break that we're going to break down for you. But
we have a bunch of brats from Sobeys that we're going to be throwing on there, and Tim Sobey gave the folks at K&M a very good deal on those. We have you're going to win stuff today. We've got $4 barbecue. $4, you're going to get lunch. It's just a phenomenal deal. You can have pulled pork or a brat, and then you get a bag of chips and for an extra buck. But it's going to be a wonderful lunch. I'm telling you, this stuff's been smoking all night. It's going to drive you nuts.
Yeah, it is. And you know what the best part of all of this is that they're doing this for charity. Any of the money that they raise for the food is going to go to the children's food basket.
That's right.
And the kids' food basket, excuse me. And right now joining us, we have Christine from the kids' food basket. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah, it is. Can you tell us a little bit about the kids' food basket and what the mission and vision is of your organization, please?
Definitely. So we started almost 10 years ago, and kind of a sad story that launched us into our mission is a young girl was caught digging through a trash can at her elementary school. She was a first grader, and she wasn't looking for something she dropped in the trash. She wasn't, you know, trying to get into trouble. She was looking for dinner that night. And we live in a very philanthropic community that gives a lot, but unfortunately no one was doing a direct service to the kids. So what we provide is a brown bag dinner. It looks like a lunch, but it's actually dinner. It's 1,000 calories, and it consists of, you know, a sandwich, a fruit, a vegetable, juice box, and then two snacks, things like cheese sticks, trail mix, granola bars, yogurt, different things like that. And so we provide that to the schools, and then those schools deliver the meals to the kids. So right now we're serving right around 4,800 kids in the greater Grand Rapids area.
That is such a righteous cause. Okay, if you don't think just a good deal on barbecue is enough reason to come out to K&M Dodge, how about that? How about the fact that we're going to serve you lunch for $4? I mean, I'm not talking, you know, chain lunch. I'm talking slow smoked all night and a good one, some beautiful butts from Sobey Meats on a plate, on a bun with some great sauce, $4.
Chips and slaw.
You get to eat that, okay? You get to eat that, and you're buying a meal for a little kid who's maybe not digging through a dumpster, but maybe just eating a really crappy lunch every day. That is so cool.
Yeah.
What a wonderful cause you have, and I'm so proud to be a part of it, just to be invited in. It's very, very great. K&M, Jim Koning came up with the idea, Jim and Hank, and you know, every one of these remotes we do for them, it's going to be for charity. they just want to do a give back, and this place is a successful business. It's a very old business. Jim Koning and Hank have had this place for years and years, and they've just built it up to be one of the best car lots in Grand Rapids, and it's a friendly place to come to. Look, I mean, there's friendly. I mean, they're giving all that money to you.
Yes, it's incredibly generous. I mean, it takes a community of support. There's a variety of different ways to get involved. We obviously need cash to buy the food that goes into the meals, but we also need volunteer support. We need people out in the community doing juice box drives, so there's plenty of ways to get involved with our mission as well.
You know, the firm I work with, we decorated bags for you guys as well. We took all one afternoon. We were going to go out and do a service project, and then we heard that you guys actually, the physical bags that you put the food in. So we took a whole afternoon and decorated bags. I think there's a couple thousand of them we got done before the end. But that was just, it made us all feel really good. So that's just another way to get involved and help out this cause. Fantastic.
Definitely. We hear stories from the kids and the teachers all the time about the first thing that they look at is to see if their bag's decorated. One of the schools that we took off the waiting list this school year, one of the little girls was picking up her bag, and it was the first time she'd ever got a sack supper, and she goes, "Oh, a unicorn! I love unicorns! How did they know?" And so it seems like something so simple to just decorate a bag, but it means so much to our kids.
Yeah, and so many kids, I mean, I look at my kids, there's so many kids that are just so blessed, they don't have a clue at the kind of tragedies in these lives. But we're at K&M Dodge on Plainfield. It's the Mopar Muscle Classic. You need to come out, get some barbecue, check out these sweet cars. There's guys over in the other lot here that have a bunch of old classic Mopars job. I mean, tons and tons of metal over there that'll smoke the tires.
Yep, and there's a whole crowd out there looking at that good one smoker, too, trying to see what's going on in there. And what you're going to see is we're going to start pulling pork here in a couple hours. And you're going to come out here, buy a sandwich, some chips and slaw for $4. Proceeds go to the kids' food basket. So, Christine, thanks for joining us. Thank you for doing what you do. We really appreciate it, and we love supporting your organization.
Great. Thank you so much for coming out. And if anyone wants to learn more about Kids Food Basket, we're online, just kidsfoodbasket.org. Come check us out.
Okay. Wonderful. And Jop and I were talking walleye earlier. Today, over at Sobey Meats, they've got the Seafood Roadshow. I was over there yesterday, and I was grilling up shark, swordfish, tuna, steaks. Oh, my gosh. They had lobster. I didn't throw any lobster on because I got kind of a filled-up grill with all the shark and the swordfish. Shark!
Yeah, how was it?
It was pretty good, actually.
So let's talk about that, because if you go over there, that's on the northwest side of Grand Rapids as well. If you go over there, how do you cook a piece of shark? What'd you do with that?
Well, I would tell you to go right for the tuna, because the little chunks of tuna are beautiful. The shark is okay. I'm not going to promote the shark, even though I did grill it. You can buy it, but for my money, I'd go straight for the tuna. And the tuna is an easy one, and everybody likes tuna. All you have to do is put a little salt and pepper and a little oil on it. For the shark, I put some teriyaki sauce on it, and to be honest with you, it didn't thrill me.
Yeah, it's live radio. We're at K&M, Northfield Dodge. There goes the fire truck on by. He's going to the next lot down to take care of their barbecue because they got their stuff a little bit hot.
I think they're cooking on a Chinese grill down there. They didn't even have a grill.
Yeah. You know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about what to look for in a grill, whether it be a gas grill or a charcoal grill. Many of you guys out there are at the point where you want to maybe replace your grill, upgrade your grill, and Barbecue Bob, being in the business, is going to give us some tips on a gas grill and a charcoal grill on what you might want to look for, the first two or three questions that you're going to ask when you get to the grill store to make sure that you're buying the right kind of grill for your needs and your family. So looking forward to that. We're also going to get Shasta back on the line with us. She'll sit in, and we're going to talk a little bit about what questions you need to ask when you're walking into the Old World Olive Press, because it can be a little overwhelming. I remember my first time in there, and I've been fortunate to learn a lot more. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.